الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وأن ينفعنا بما زدنا علما. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah reward you, inshallah, for attending this class in the makharij of the letters, the pronunciation of the letters, and in tajweed. And inshallah, we're continuing with the letters of the tongue. And as we mentioned before, the tongue has four parts: the back, side, middle, and tip. Today we're going to be speaking about the tip of the tongue, and there's 11 letters pronounced from the tip of the tongue. And the first letter we'll speak about, inshallah, is the letter ta. The letter ta. And the letter ta is pronounced from the exact same place as the letter pa. Ta and pa, they come from the same part of the tongue. Tip of the tongue, above the tongue front teeth. But the ta is a thin letter, and the pa is a thick letter. Meaning that when you say the ta, you smile or make the mouth wide. When you say the ba, you open the mouth vertically and it has an O sound, the ba. And the ta has a thin, clearer, thinner sound to it. And we gave the example, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Right? The ta is pronounced thin. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. You see the word أَعْطَى, that's the ba, the thick sound. And the first ayah, شَتَّى. See the difference? Shatta'a'a. This is a very, the difference between the ta and the pa. And as we mentioned before, the changing of the masdar of the letter, or the thickness of the letter, can change the whole meaning of the word. Right? Do you know what teen means in Arabic?
Fig.
Teen, with a ta, the thin ta.
Fig.
Figs, you know, the fig Newtons, figs that people eat. Teen. Pa, tween in Arabic, do you know what it means?
Clay.
Clay. The clay that Allah created us from. So it changes the meaning completely from clay, which is tween, to fake, which is teen. So it's very important to know the thickness of the letters. Also, it's a good to practice this letter several times, then it will come easily to you. The more you practice the ta and the pa, it will come very clearly and easily to you, inshallah ta'ala. A new lesson for today is that the ta, it has air in its pronunciation. It has what they call hams, or does anybody remember what hams mean? Whispering sound, yes. The flowing of air. So for example, tabbat, tabbat. See how the air is flowing out from the makhraj? The hams, it means flowing of air from the makhraj of the letter due to the weakness of its makhraj. Whereas the pa, it doesn't have hams because it has a strong makhraj. It's a strong letter. So you say it. It's a strong letter. The it, the ta, it's a weak letter. The letter, the air flows out. The pa is a strong letter. The air does not flow out. Especially when you have a sukoon on the ta, you'll hear it more. Tabbat yada, tabbat yada. The letters of the hams, they cause the air to flow out. And there's ten letters of hams. They're written here on the paper. Fa hathahu shakhsun sakat. Each of these letters, they're all weak letters. None of them are shidda. Some of them are shidda, but they're all letters that have air flowing in their makhraj. If, ih, if, ih, ish, ich, is, if, ik, and it. See all those letters, and you stop on them, the air keeps coming out. That's called the hams. These letters again, fahathahu shakhsun sakat. Inshallah, if you repeat it to yourself a few times, perhaps you'll remember. If you hold your hand in front of your mouth and you say a letter of hams, for example, tabbat, tabbat, do you feel some air coming out? If you don't feel the air, that means you have to make more hams on it. Tabbat, you should feel some air coming out. We try. Feel some air coming out? Okay, good. That means you got the humps correctly. You don't hear the echoing sound. Like tambato. See the qalqana, tambato. The ta, it doesn't have that. Tambato. Tambato. Comes out very easily in the ta. Inshallah, we'll talk about this rule about humps more in the future. But here we'll give you, we have two examples. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. See that? Bait. In the second ayah, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. See those two ayahs, they have the flowing of air coming from the makhraj of the ta. And the final lesson for today, which is the ta is sometimes written in a different form. Normally, you have something called the ta maftuha, where you have the shape of the bowl with two dots. That's the regular ta. Sometimes there'll be a circle with the ta on top. That's called the tied up ta, or ta marbuta. Marbuta in Arabic means to tie it up. So the ta marbuta, the ta, the thin ta, when it has the tie like that, it has a very special rule. It has a special rule. Like, for example, we see the example here of qari'ah. Qari'ah, you have two dots in the ta marbuta. If you continue on it, you pronounce the ta. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. If you stop on it, you don't pronounce the ta, you pronounce it like a ha. Al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah. If you continue, Al-qari'atu mal-qari'atu wa ma. That's how we continue. So this is a very special rule on the letter ta. InshaAllah, we have a few examples we can read together. InshaAllah. So how about we start out with dear brother Oshir? Yes, we got the right spot.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Wanna make the thought شيطان الرجيم.
شيطان الرجيم. إن سعيكم لشتى.
Very good.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ آتَى وَاتَّكَى.
Okay, you have two letters here that are thick letters. وَا and then you have the قَا. وَاتَّقَى.
What the call?
Sure, we can read some more, maybe from Yabudu.
فَلْيَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Okay. هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Extend your tongue a little bit more and put the top front teeth onto the tongue. هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
بَيْتِ. Yes, very good.
Yeah, they're out.
Yes, very good. Very good, yes. Call the humps.
لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَأَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ.
MashaAllah. You're an expert in the humps.
Yeah.
Very good. Now I'm rewarding you. MashaAllah. It comes easier after that. Okay, and if you're continuing. Good. Be careful not to say adraqa. Adraqa.
القارئة.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
أوكي. إياك متى يأسن إياك.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Good. The ayah before it, I think you might have skipped it back.
Al-haqqa.
Okay, that's six beats here. The qaf, the shadda on the qaf. Al-haqqa.
Al-haqqa.
Good. Remember, if you don't make the qaf stick here, it changes the meaning. No, haqqa means scratching. The one that scratches. Haqqa means the reality. The reality. The day of judgment. Al-haqqa means the day of scratching. Something like that. Of course, we don't want to say that. We just want to say that. We want to say the day of haqq. The day of truth, inshallah.
Ihdina siraata al-mustaqeem.
Okay. Siraata.
Siraata al-mustaqeem.
Make the fa thick and the ta after it thin. Sirata al-mustaqeem.
Ihdina sirata al-mustaqeem.
Fa, make O sound. Sirata al-mustaqeem.
Sirata al-mustaqeem.
Very good, mashallah. And I reward you. So you know, they want you to go to music class. Tell them you do tajweed, not music. Brother, they want you to do bands. They say, I'll do the tajweed, not the music.
إن سعيكم لشتى.
Very good.
فأما من أعطى واتقى.
Okay, make the ta look in it. واتقى.
واتقى.
Very good.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهِ عَلَيْهَا مَنْ مَكْتَسَبَتْ.
Okay, the calf is also a letter of hands. مَكْتَسَبَتْ.
مَكْتَسَبَتْ.
Very good.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أدراك ما القارعة.
Yes, also the calf make the hams. ما أدراك.
وما أدراك ما القارعة.
أدراك.
أدراك ما القارعة.
ما القارعة.
ما القارعة.
Very good.
الحاقة.
Yes. If you can do the shadda a little more on the fast. And the way you can get the shadda good is if you intone your voice slightly before the qaf. أقا. Like this. الحاقة.
الحاقة.
قا. Try to make it O.
الحاقة.
Yes.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Yes, also make the ya thin. إياك. إياك.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Very.
إهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Make the ta thinner because I know the qaf is after مستقيم. مستقيم.
مستقيم.
In the mean, you press the lips together because it's from the outer part of the lips. It's called the dry letter. We'll cover it later. But it comes not from the inner part. Mustaqim. Mustaqim.
Mustaqim.
Very good.
Mustaqim. فأما من أعطى واتقى.
من أعطى واتقى.
من أعطى واتقى.
أعطى I'm sorry أعطى واتقى.
فأما من أعطى واتقى. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. لها ما كسبت. لها ما كسبت. وعليها ما اكتسبت.
Do you have humps in Russian? Russian. Oh, not French.
Hellish.
Oh, sheen, okay, a little bit of humps. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا
الْقَارِيَةِ قَلْقَنَا مَدَانِ أَدْرَاكَ
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةِ
قَارِيَةِ
الحاقة.
Yes, if you do the shadda on the qaf. الحاقة.
الحاقة.
Yes, that's called nadr in Arabic. Nadr, it means intoning the voice slightly before the shadda. We have it in Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. وَنَضَّالِّينَ. See two lambs? أَلِّينَ. If you say وَنَضَّالِّينَ. How many lines did you do? Just one. So if you do the shadda, you get both of them. You can get both the lines.
Al-Haqqa.
Yes. You know what surah that is?
Yeah, Al-Qari.
Al-Qari. Surah Al-Haqqa. There's a surah called Surah Al-Haqqa.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط
المستقيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
من الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
من الرحيم
إنا سيأكم بشتى
سعيكم مكتسبت
مكتسبت.
إذا إس مكتسبت.
مكتسبت.
Yeah. A little bit more air. You're seeing holding the air. Bismillah. Yeah. With the airflow. This between your teeth. Yeah, that's good. Very good, man. Okay, that's good. Make you more of a peak. I'll probably be the most nice person. Make you more nice. If you do the nadr, you can get the qaf, the shadda.
Al-haqqa. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Now, read the first two and read a little bit more.
إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى.
Okay, there's an alif after the mean. فأما من
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى
وَاتَّقَى
وَاتَّقَى.
Good.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Yes. بيت.
بيت. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا كسبت.
A little bit more house. ما كسبت.
لها ما كسبت. بس وعليها ما اكتسبت.
It's like speech therapy, you know? It's therapy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you all, inshaAllah ta'ala, with the Quran. Any questions about the ta?
This theme,
yeah.
So you round your tongue and it sound round, I would call like O.
Yes, the T, they're both in the same place on the tongue, but one you open the mouth tall, boi, you make it thicker, raise the back of the tongue, boi. The other one, teen, you make the mouth wide and you make a thin sound. Teen, boi. The thick letter you raise in the back of your tongue. Bling. Teen, you're keeping the tongue down. Teen. Can you say fa?
Fa.
Fa.
Ta.
Ta. See that?
Bling.
Very good. May Allah reward you, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.